Fergal Healy, looking ahead, the under 20 championship starts at the weekend. You must be looking forward to it after the preparation over the last few months.
Yes, we are, yeah. You don't feel it coming up, and I suppose it kind of crept up on us now, like, but yeah, we're in Tullamore Saturday against Offaly, so yeah, we're at this stage now, we've got a bit of work done, so yeah, we're looking forward to it.
You've known a lot of the players, obviously, over the last 2 years at minor, but there's a core of experienced players there from a couple of years ago, obviously, Oisín Lohan, Darren Shocknessy, Tiernan Lean, Darryl Walsh, and these guys that have played at under 20 level, that I'm sure it was important to have the likes of those guys involved in the team.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, they'd be the main guys in our team and in our panel, would be the 20s. And I suppose we've got to know them. We'd have all seen them playing with their clubs and colleges and all that. Like, and yeah, we've got to get to know them more since, I suppose, September, really, October time, when we started back in the gym there with Antoine. So, yeah, look at them. I can only speak highly of them. The effort they've put in, the work they've put in since then has been brilliant. So, yeah, look, I think we're going okay. So you don't really know until you actually play a championship match. So, look, we're looking forward to that, like, and it's a good challenge, and I suppose we'll know a lot more about ourselves after that.
And it's probably only the last couple of weeks you've got everyone together. I know a lot of them would have been playing colleges with NUIG or University of Galway and ATU and those, and then there was more of them playing schools with St. Rayfields and the other schools involved. So to get the panel together, it must have been difficult enough to get everyone together.
Yeah, it's you'd have the same kind of issues as you would have, I suppose, at minor. And not issues is probably not the right word, but, you know, the lads have a lot on, like, but, you know, you need to, I suppose, maintain good relationships with the lads, you know, the David Hoobins there in NUIG and the various guys over the college teams there, which, you know, especially Franny there, like, when Rayfield's getting to the final, like, so, you know, you only got those lads back in recent weeks. But they were in and out with us during that term as well, and the same with the NUIG lads. There was a huge body of lads there involved with those, and the freshers, they had a couple of guys with Fitzgibbon, and then you had a few down in UL and a few lads dotted around like that. There's a few lads in ATU as well there in Galway. So yeah, look, but for the main body of the training we done, we would have had most of the lads involved, you know. But again, you're just working with the lads so that they're not overdoing it at times, and that they're fresh for them kind of games as well.
And for a lot of the guys, there was part of the minor squads that you were involved in. It's a step up for them. And of course, for your own management team, it's a step up from minor as well from last year.
It is, yeah. It's we'd be familiar, obviously, with the 2 years of lads, like, you know. But for those, you know, we have, I suppose, there's quite a few on this panel from that will be eligible again next year and again the following year. And it is, yeah, look at it is. I mean, this is a real introduction to adult hurling for a lot of these guys that may not have played at senior or intermediate with their clubs yet. So it'll be a test for those lads as well that get the opportunity to play, to see can they step up to it and how soon they can step up to it.
You mentioned you're playing Offaly at the weekend. You're playing two games, obviously. You're guaranteed three games, which is great from a developmental perspective from Galway. But I know at under 20 level over the past number of years, Galway have struggled a small bit. I'm sure you'll try to rectify this year and to get as many games into them as possible.
Yeah, look at it. Look at, you know, there's some years there, like, where it's gone very well, like, you know, and obviously you'll have difficulty. Like, in fairness to the lads last year, I suppose they had a good few guys involved with the seniors, and, you know, we don't have anyone involved with the seniors. And in fairness to those, you know, to Henry and Joycey there, they had a few lads in with them training, you know, prior to the Thomas's guys getting back in. But since then, like, you know, they're happy for the lads to stay with us, and sure, look at, hopefully a few of the lads put their hands up now over the month of April and May, and might get a call up to the senior.
Offaly on Saturday, we know obviously there's a lot of feel good factor about this Offaly team. I'm sure they'll have a big support there. They won the Leinster Championship last year, got to the All Ireland final, have been in an All Ireland minor final, so there's a lot of really good hurlers in this Offaly team.
Yeah, they have a really good core group of players. A lot of them are probably under 20 again next year. But they had a good win on Saturday against Dublin. Five or six of them have played with Offaly in Division 1 of the Hurling League as well. So they're operating at a high standard. We see them playing there with various college teams as well. There's three of them actually there with NUIG freshers as well. So yeah, look at their. They're a strong opposition, and we know we're up. We have a challenge against us on Saturday. But again, you know, it's something that the lads really need to to embrace and look forward to and enjoy it. Like, and it's for the lads that, that did play last year, it's a chance for to seek a little bit of retribution for them as well, and try and get over, because we have Offaly next week and we've Dublin the following week, and they're the two teams we felt in the championship last year. So yeah, there'll be plenty to play for.
And irrespective, you're guaranteed to come out of the group, which I suppose is ideal in one sense, but you'd like to be winning games as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as you said, it's a development age group, but as you, you know, when you're getting out of minor now, it becomes a little bit more serious, like, and you have to, you know, winning is important. Like, everyone wants to win. We're all training, we're all putting that effort in to try and get a few victories along the way. And if we can get one Saturday, that'd be great. Like, and hopefully we'll get something out of one of the games and push on from there. Like, if you can win both your games, you know, you get maybe 4 weeks of a break and you're into a Leinster semi-finals. You get, that gives you time to keep working on stuff and maybe get back a few guys, you know, that might be carrying a few injuries and stuff like that. But yeah, look, we'll be going all out to try and win as many games as we can and get as many games into the lads throughout the season.
I was going to ask you about injuries. That was the next question. Have you a full squad or is there one or two out?
Yeah, most of the lads are back now at this stage. The only one that's kind of out is Killian Traers. He got a shoulder injury there against Cork about a month ago, I suppose, now. So he's on his way back. He's back. He's out running now and he's hitting a few balls. So he's probably another 3 weeks to go, I'd say. It's just a recurrence of a shoulder injury he picked up at Turlough last year. So hopefully he can get it right this time. And, you know, it's not alone for us, but he's a lot of hurling to come with, you know, with Turlough at under 20 and Turlough at senior for the rest of the year. So he's, you know, and it's the same for a lot of these guys. While they have a good bit done with college and schools, you know, in really club and county, he's only kicking off now. So they still have an awful lot of hurling to play for the next 6 or 7 months.
Finally, before I let you go, there's, you know, Tiernan Lean is the team captain, Darren Shocknessy, the vice captain, two lads that have been there over the past couple of years.
Yeah, it's, I think it's both guys have been on the team for the last 3 years, so they're experienced, they're good leaders, they're popular in the group, and they're very good, you know, to lead the group and communicate with them. Yeah, and look at we could have picked, you know, two of six, five or six of them, really, to be honest with you. And look, you'd hope, especially the 20-year-olds, they can, we'd expect a lot of leadership from all of the 20-year-olds that are playing. Like, so yeah, look, it's something for, I suppose, look, it's good for the lads themselves, their families, their clubs and stuff, but it's not something we put a huge onus on either.